and you are listening to the Texas Standard. It's a headline we've seen before, Texas facing a nursing shortage, but as we start a new decade, some alarming projections from the Texas Department of State Health Services. They're projecting a shortage of nearly 60,000 nurses by this decade's end. Why and what does this mean for the health of Texas's healthcare workforce come 2030? Joining us now to talk about that is Cindy Zolnarek. She is CEO of the Texas Nurses Association. Ms. Zolnarek, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
This isn't something we haven't heard. You know, we've been warned about this, but do you see the nursing shortage getting worse in the coming decade? Is that why the alarm bells are going off now?
There's been a long-standing nursing shortage, and we've made tremendous strides in addressing it. I think what we're seeing right now is the baby boomers, which include nurses, are retiring, which takes nurses out of the workforce. At the same time, the baby boomers are creating an increased demand. So I think that's the alarm over the next decade, is how are we going to care for this increasing population of older adults who will need health care?
So, I mean, what I hear you talking about is this aging population. But what about training for new nurses? Where is that happening, and is it happening at the rate that it needs to?
Well, virtually every community in Texas has opportunities for individuals to pursue nursing education. Universities, community colleges all offer those opportunities. However, what we're finding that there is an increased demand, and schools are having difficulty keeping up with that demand. In fact, thousands of nurses are turned away from nursing school because they just don't have the capacity.
So it's literally training capacity that seems to be the issue here. What then would be a solution? Are you trying to convince universities or colleges to allocate funds for nursing training? Is this something that you approach lawmakers about? How do you deal with that sort of problem?
Well, a solution is multifaceted, and certainly financing is a big component. And for over 15 years, our legislature has been very supportive in investing in nursing education. And through the Nursing Shortage Reduction Program, they have invested millions of dollars to support schools in increasing their capacity and increasing their graduates in pre-licensure programs. Additionally, the Higher Education Coordinating Board, through tobacco fund grants, have been able to fund innovative approaches so schools can look at how they can increase their capacity by doing things such as simulation, looking at alternative clinical training sites, which often is where there is a block in the throughput of nurses being able to be educated.
Is there an urban-rural divide here?
Well, the rural areas are particularly challenged in attracting nurses. There are many factors for that, but definitely they feel the impact of the shortage to a much greater extent than do the urban communities.
Is Texas alone in dealing with this, or are other states facing similar situations?
Other states do face a similar shortage, I think, but not all states. What is on the national level, what we're seeing is more of a maldistribution of nurses, where you see some areas like the urban areas may have plenty of nurse resources and the rural communities may not. In Texas, we are seeing that shortage throughout the state. So we do stand out in terms of the nursing shortage.
It's a complex problem, one that Cindy Zolnarek is trying to call attention to as CEO of the Texas Nurses Association, which is predicting a shortage of nearly 60,000 nurses by the end of the decade. Ms. Zolnarek, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to tell us about the situation here on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.